Where is he, timekeeper? I'm running low on both mercy and patience.
Because you had such a mighty sword to begin with?
Mock me all you want.
With great pleasure.
You think you're funny? You think you're snarky and brave? That I'm the villain in this scenario?
Remind me, who's choking whom? Finished? Get all the aggression out of your system?
Where is he? I do not have time.
Time? You don't have time. For a villain with the moniker Time Crunch, you would think to avoid the cliche of time puns.
Are you all right?
He's dead, DK. That's right. Our hero, our conqueror, lies 6 feet under. Probably further down. At least now I'm sure he has all the time in the world. Well, what do you have to say to that?
He's dead.
Why did you think the world was ending?
I thought he...
Nope. Deader than Obi-Wan. Stick a fork in him. He's done. Burnt to a crisp. Poof.
So what do we do now?
Wanna make out?
Funny.
I'm serious. Marginally. Mildly. But we know from experience, I would not say no. Especially now that it's the end of the world, after all. Who cares?
No. There's got to be some other way.
He's dead, TK! Listen! You tried enough times to bring about this reality. I thought you'd be happy. Just take a look at your final results.
No! I tried to kill him to stop this from happening.
To prevent what? The inevitable?
If I could, I would have killed him when I had the chance.
It wasn't his fault, Time Crunch. It's mine. It's mine.
Yourself.
Well, actually, I'm going to be facing a rhino.
Okay, don't act like you didn't understand my very clever metaphor. What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. There was a rhino pit and a bolt of lightning, and suddenly...
you told me. In fact, the more you talk about it, the less it makes sense.
Then go back to school. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy.
No, I didn't... Wes, I don't think you're crazy, okay? I get it. It's like Law & Order SVU. When they go to the scene of the crime to look for clues and stuff, and I can be Benson, unless you really want to be Benson.
It's She's not cool. funny, Laura. I need to focus.
My point is, you're not crazy. You're crime solving. Only the crime is a weird interaction with a rhinoceros.
Look, something happened, Laura. I can't explain it, but I'm different. I feel different.
Well, personally, I finally think you went through puberty.
If you're not going to take this seriously...
Because I don't understand. I don't understand. When people say they feel different, usually it's a good thing. Like, you had the sudden ability to grow as a person, or some sort of spiritual experience. You know, like the 12 steps to Nirvana or something?
Promise me you won't freak out.
Did you find Nirvana?
Worse. I got zapped with superpowers.
What?
I mean, I don't think of them as superpowers. They're definitely, like, lame powers.
But you have powers? You have superpowers.
Super lame powers.
Superpowers?
Super lame powers.
You keep saying that, but powers are powers. I mean, if Spider-Man taught us anything, it's that it doesn't matter what your powers are, it matters what you do with them.
And that's exactly why I'm about to take care of them for good.
Well, that doesn't sound ominous.
These powers, they're not fun, Laura. I broke the door off the locker this morning. I had to concentrate on not falling to the bottom of your car. I almost killed Chad.
What? Wait. You're the sweatshirt guy.
Yeah, I got so mad and they had to take Raleigh to the hospital and I don't know why it all...
Did you charge at him?
Is that a rhino joke?
Oh, what are you gonna do, spear me?
It's not funny. What if I hurt you the way I hurt Chad?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I hear your man pain. I really do. But I don't think giving back your powers is the best call.
You haven't even seen what I can do.
So show me. I'm not afraid of you.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me! A little more decorum? Who raised this timeline? Wolves?
What?
Oh, you. Where is the main office?
How did you get on campus?
Never mind that. The answer will just melt your brain, and you really only have a few years left. Now, if you could just point me in the right direction.
I kind of feel like I should call the police.
The police? I don't understand your timeline's codependency on law enforcement. It's not like they have any power in stopping the end of the world. If they were competent in their jobs, you wouldn't need the Red Rhino now, would you?
End of the world?
Yes. The school main offices are always in different locations. Should I just follow the...
Are the end days here?
Yes.
What do I need to do to pack up?
What?
Who should I pray to?
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. There's nothing you can do. You will die instantly.
Doctor?
Coach Buck, this lady says the end of the world is soon.
What are you doing here? Do zoo doctors make house calls? Because Wes isn't here right now, but I can grab him from his class.
Oh, no. Wes isn't in class. I know exactly where he is.
What?
I have other matters at present. Your school currently has a position open for guidance counselor?
Yeah. We just put a notice out today.
I'm here to apply.
You?
Really? Her? She just told me I was going to die soon. Does anything matter in this life? Should I even be in school if there are only a few days left?
Okay, Kimmy, I think it's time to go to class now.
But if the world is ending...
Let me handle Dr. Doom.
It's Evangeline.
Ah, yes. Evangeline.
Buck Whitaker, I'm here to protect your brother.
That's my job.
You're not going to be enough.
What are you talking about? You sound...
Do I sound crazy?
No, I don't like to use that word.
Listen to me carefully, Buckley Whitaker. I mean no threat to your family. Your family means the world to me. Believe me when I say I would never do anything to harm them. I'm trying to help them.
By creeping us out.
I have met almost every iteration of every single person close to Wes. I have met you 1,000 times.
What?
I can predict what Raleigh will wear tomorrow, what your parents will get each other for the holidays, the next words that will come out of your mouth. Don't say it. But you're in danger. You're all in danger. This timeline filled with these people I have cared about my entire life is... He's about to collapse. And there are no others. This is it. This is the last timeline. And things are progressing fast, too fast for me to handle everything. I didn't want to use this timeline. I didn't want to, but it's the last one left.
Ever thought about just speaking plainly?
I need your help to get the guidance counselor position.
Okay, was that so hard?
Was that so hard?
Coach Beck? Coach Sandy is looking for you in the gym.
Okay. Evangeline, was it? I have to finish up with Coach Sandy, and then I'll be right back.
Did you need something?
Yes, the main office.
Oh, I can take you.
Thank you. Have we met?
I don't think so. I'm Ashlyn. Ashlyn August.
Ashlyn.
Hello, beautiful listener. My name is Megan Fitzmartin, the creator and writer for Red Rhino, and I'm not actually going to ask you for money today.
If you want to donate, you can always do that over at patreon.com/redrhinopodcast. There's some really cool stuff there, but what I'm actually going to tell you about today is that you can follow us on Facebook. We are Red Rhino Podcast on Facebook. You can look us up on Instagram. We are Red Rhino Podcast on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter, Red Rhino Pod. And then on top of all of that, you can also actually email us. That's redrhinopodcast@gmail.com. I'm actually thinking of doing a letter to the editor type thing between episodes and kind of while we're going to be on our winter hiatus. Letters to the editor are really fun things that happen in a lot of comic books, specifically like way back in the day. They kind of stopped it for a little bit. But we would love to answer any of your questions on the podcast. So if you want to email us at redrhinopodcast@gmail.com, drop us a line. Always reach out. We love talking to you via Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So you're really wonderful and phenomenal, and we really appreciate the support that you have given the show, and we appreciate just having you around. We really love it. We wouldn't make it if we didn't love this and you guys. So check us out. Check us out on those different mediums, and we will see you around. Our mid-season finale will be in 2 weeks, October 22nd, and I am so excited. There's some massive bomb drops coming your way. And then we will be taking off November and December with a little present for you in November, and possibly these letter to the editors. So I really hope that you check us out on all of those different social media platforms, and also just reach out if ever you're feeling the need to send us anything. We love it. We love you, and have a great rest of your day. Let's get back to the episode.
Raleigh fell down there? Jeez, and that's the railing you broke, I guess. Well, you'd think they'd put up caution tape around it or something. So, we're doing what again? You've never been the rule-breaking type.
And there's always a first time for everything.
Right, but this is your second time.
Listen, if I could jump in the first time without a lot of fanfare, chances are high I'd be able to get in again without any issues.
What even is security, you know?
It's a small town. We're lucky to even have a zoo.
Fine, but there's no way you're getting down there without breaking your ankle.
And this is where you get to see the West 2.0.
What is happening?
Karen, make sure she's on the phone after this. I do not want to miss her. I'm so sorry about that. Doctors are ridiculous people to get a hold of.
It's fine. It's nothing. It's only been 5 minutes and 38 seconds.
Only. What can I do for you? You said Coach Buck recommended you come in
the guidance counselor position. Yes, that's correct.
And this is your resume?
Yes. I had a very limited amount of time. I don't know if all those specs are to your liking, but it holds the medium statistics you've chosen in the past.
I'm sorry?
That is my resume.
Yes, well, it's very impressive, but I like to get to know my candidates a little first.
Must you?
Do you have any family?
Well, no, not exactly.
Fascinating. How does one not exactly have family?
They're all dead. Or they were. Or they will be.
I see. Well, let's see. What time is it?
9:55 a.m. I'm a savant.
Indeed. Well, Miss...
Evangeline.
Yes. I don't want to take up much more of your time. We will be looking...
What can I do to convince you?
Pardon?
You've only asked me questions about my past, my resume, my family. I spend my time primarily focused on the future, on the possibilities ahead of me. The future is coming, faster than any of us expect. We must be prepared, and when we are not, we must be able to think on our feet, to plan for whatever eventualities may come our way in the plight to make the world a better place. Who better to counsel the students towards their desired futures than one who spends her life trying to protect the future? So if you could simply give me the job, I have somewhere I need to be.
Okay, you win. That was weird. Can you use your weird superpowers to come out now?
Look, they aren't superpowers.
I don't think you understand what superpowers are.
Oh my god.
Okay. Does the rhino talk to you?
What? No!
Will you grow a horn?
Laura!
What? You just made the earth shake like a Carole King song, and now you're facing down a rhino like it's no big deal.
Carole King? What does that have anything to do with?
Get out of there!
No, I can't! Not until I convince whatever it was that gave me these powers to take them back!
Why don't you want them, Wes?
Because they're lame! You know how kids already think I'm crazy? Well, having an embarrassingly strong sense of smell and the ability to cause small earthquakes doesn't help. And neither does watching how you react to things, making sure it's not too loud or big, or you might rip the locker door off the hinges. You might put a kid in the hospital.
So what you're saying is it's hard. It's hard and you want to give up.
Didn't you hear me? I hurt people!
You were doing that before you had superpowers. Now it's just visualized.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're complaining that now life got a little harder because you have to watch how you act and how you move around others? Because what if you hurt them? Or what if people hate you because they don't understand you? For a lot of people, that's every day.
I just need to give them back. I don't want them.
Wes, the powers don't work like that.
Get away from me, Evangeline.
Whoa, where the hell did you come from? No one was standing there a minute ago. Are you that crazy lady?
It's called time porting. Most of the time I land off my mark and have to run through zoos or schools to get where I need to be. But sometimes I get lucky, like now. Hello, Laura.
Hi, I guess. What's happening?
You know her too?
I know everyone you know, Wes. And you can't just give those powers back. That's not how it works.
I can't, Evangeline. You have to make this right. You have to fix this. These powers have to go away. I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
No, I really can't.
You just have to believe.
This isn't a Disney movie. Nothing happens just because I believe in myself.
You have to, Wesley Whitaker. You have no other choice.
For what? You're gonna send someone else after my family members?
If you don't train, if you aren't ready, then Raleigh will die.
What?
I thought you said it was my timeline! He shouldn't be involved in this! Why is he involved in this?
Because life isn't fair.
Oh, that's why you paid Chad to bully him?
Wait, what? I did nothing of the sort. I literally just arrived in your timeline. No, Wes!
You're a liar! You are a liar! You hired Chad and his buddies to beat Raleigh up, to make his life hell, to make me jump into the rhino pit, to turn me into this! That's my brother.
We will discuss this later because I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't. But Raleigh needs you now.
I didn't ask for it.
That doesn't change anything. Nothing can take it away. Raleigh's coming home in 30 minutes. Go home. You are going to save your brother. You are going to save this world. You are going to save everything. Wes, you have to.
Raleigh?
Hey, Wes. Are you okay? Shouldn't you be at school?
I had to welcome you back. How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, like I got attacked by a rhino and then struck by lightning. Wes, what's going on? You seem different. At the hospital, you were all cagey. Like those bears we saw at the circus that one time when they almost ate the front row.
I'm fine.
You know, I'm not blind, right? What happened in the rhino pit? Do we need to go back to the hospital? I think they've got a wing set up for the Whitaker boys at this point.
And say what? That I got struck by lightning when a rhino ran into me? Besides, it's like what you said. Something happened. And now I have rhino powers?
Wait. Rhino powers? Like cool ones?
Definitely not.
Beauty is in the eye of the powerless. So, what does that mean? What are rhino powers? Are you gonna grow a horn? Are you hungry all the time? Have you told Mom and Dad?
Absolutely not.
Really? Wes, come on. They should know.
No, Mom can never know. I don't need her help on this.
Did once all of this happen, was there a woman who showed up?
Evangeline?
She came to see me.
She did?
Wanted me to convince you to learn more about what happened. to train. Which, in this context, makes a lot more sense. I thought she just meant you needed to work out more or something.
You're an idiot. How does someone even train rhino powers?
I guess, like that guy? Okay, well, actually, I think he was a villain. But he had rhino powers.
What? Where?
No. I think it was like in a comic book or something.
And he was a villain?
I mean, well, they're kind of lame powers.
Right. I don't know, man. Evangeline has this plan. It's overwhelming. It's crazy talk is what it is.
We don't use that word.
But that's it. She thinks I'm going to be a superhero. That I'm going to save the world. That I'm going to be called the Red Rhino.
Okay, well, that's a terrible name.
Right? That's honestly priority number one.
What is it about all that?
I don't know. That I didn't have a choice.
Really?
They're bad powers, Raleigh. They hurt people. They got you hurt. I put Chad in the hospital.
I mean, cool. Fine, I got hurt as a bystander, which super suck, and Chad's an asshole, so screw him. But you do have a choice.
What do you mean?
Are you literally trying to get me to talk you out of it? Man, look, I get it that you went through a big change, but this is cool. Yeah, it's a little weird. The powers are lame, but do you know what I would give to have your powers? To be in control? To know that people won't mess with me? To show up to school and be able to... The point is, I can't. And I'm not gonna say you're lucky because I know you don't like having these powers. But I won't feel sorry for you. So you don't think you can do it? Try harder. Otherwise, what's the point?
You're dumb.
Can't just say that because I'm your brother.
I know.
Wait, aren't rhinos vegetarians?
Yep.
So can you really not eat meat?
Wait. Oh, no.
Oh, these powers are the worst, man.
Don't I know it.
You're still protecting him?
You have to leave.
No. Humor me. We aren't enemies anymore, Evangeline. I was always Red Rhino's enemy. Never yours.
Yes, well, consider me stepping in by proxy.
That's upsetting. I always imagined we'd make good friends.
You tried to kill me.
That was in the past.
That was minutes ago.
That's when I thought your little sidekick was still alive.
I don't believe in sidekicks. You need to go.
I will just take over once you're gone. Squatter's rights.
I don't think those rules apply in the apocalypse.
Savages.
But really, you have to leave. There's nothing more any of us can do, any of us can say.
Evangeline? Sorry I choked you. Say hi to the benefactor for me.
Sorry I choked you. Hear that, benefactor? Time Crunch says hello. The bastard. Well, at least whomever this is polite. Chad? What are you doing here?
Train me.
Pardon?
Train me to be the next Red Rhino.
Red Rhino is created and written by Megan Fitzmartin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley, and produced by Lenita Harless, with music composition and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein, Hershey Wingler, Dylan Welt, Kimberly Woods, Kyle Tai, Trent Shumway, Thomas Hagena, and Nadia Vasquez. Additional voices by Megan Fitzmartin and Stephanie Einstein. Thanks to Merry Mansion for our logo. Make sure to subscribe and join us in 2 weeks for the continuing adventures of Red Rhino.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.